Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Hard Luck Show. I'm your host, Sean Lewis. Back for part three, the last in our series from Street Legacy, SoCal Style Masters. And in this episode, we talk to more artists, more fans, more family. But hey, look, that's enough for me. And let's get on with the show.
Any hot chicks sit by you? Ladies and gentlemen, a Hard Luck Show. And a massive presence, an impressive presence just showed up. Mr. Bowtie, how are you doing?
How are you guys doing today? Good.
We're doing good, yeah.
Enjoying the sun, little show?
Everything. Big show.
Everything big, huge. This is the biggest one of the year. I don't care what anybody says. You know, nice little invite, nice little presentation. You got art, you got history, tattoo artists.
It's beautiful. Estevan's going to be here at some point,
yeah,
right?
He'll come stumbling through at some point, and then, you know, sky's the limit to who's going to show up. You never know.
Right, I already talked to Bobby, but I've never seen him as busy as I've seen him today. No, he's directing
actually,
traffic.
He's working today, yeah, so, you know, we'll go from there and then see what's happening.
Well, I saw you out here kind of directing traffic and doing your thing.
Yeah, I brought a couple cars and moved them in and did all that thing, and now we'll just hang out.
Yeah, do you have any recommendations as far as the food in this area? Like, is there a taqueria we should hit?
You know what? There's a couple bomb spots around the corner, real simple. The dirtier, the better.
Yeah.
Seasoned pans and everything, but yeah, definitely we'll hit that up and go from there.
Right.
You know, might have to hit the beer garden.
Might.
Gonna warm up a little bit.
Right.
You know, calm.
Yeah.
We're
doing fantastic. We were just hearing Instagram Jesus, who does our Instagram post for us, his story about going back to Mexico for a week to come back in the right way so that he doesn't get into any trouble, blah, 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 blah. And he was sitting on the plane almost, it broke down.
Ooh.
And he started thinking about Richie Valens and La Bamba.
Ooh, yeah. Agree. You know what? That's a, I don't know if you want to think about all that.
I tried to tell him, I'm like, that's not a good one.
You can't think of anything else? Because it wasn't a good outcome.
No, it wasn't. No, that was not good.
No, hey, you know what? Life is what it is.
Life is what it is.
Cool, just run wild.
Yeah. Right. Hey, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners as far as where to go for Mr. Bowtie or any news?
Up on IG, Mr. Bowtie 66, and we'll go from there. And, you know, like I said before, just leave a message. Don't try and video call and all that. Boy, come on, man.
Right. I mean, you're a busy man.
Just, you know, but it's just kind of rude. So I always put it out there like,
yeah,
like all of a sudden you just see a video pop up. Who's this guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, no. Go ahead.
Send them to the Indian if they get rude.
Yeah.
Right? I'm known as rude, so I'll handle that. I do.
We'll just forward the call and then we'll go from there.
Excellent. Well,
I'm missing Big Lux right now, but
he's got a cookies deal.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
On the same thing, it's a cookies thing. I can't remember if it's like a concert slash get high.
The whole thing. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Right. So he's over there doing that. We're down here taking care of the other ends, but we'll bring it all together.
You got to talk to the dude from Elite, and then you want to hit up, you know, a couple of other OGs over there when they come set up and stuff.
Yeah. I think we want to talk to Elite. We want to talk to Click, and then there's some...
We got Majestics and a couple other people here.
Yeah, so I'm interested in talking. That's when we're going to get deep into the car part of it, because I mean, I'm looking at a lot of these beautiful cars, and they're like way beyond what the common average person.
Well, here's the thing with this show and the way he does it, it's like handpicked because it's mostly just friends that come out and hang out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So let's just, you bring yours, this, that, and the other, and keep it with, you know, a little different.
So it's curated, it's much more intentional.
Yeah. This is what we're doing. Bring out your best or your, you know, you're pretty riding.
I saw Paige once.
Hold on, see? Celebrity status.
What's up? I saw Paige One's car over there by the entrance.
Yeah, Grandin. You know, he has to make a statement.
He does.
Front center.
Yeah.
Well worth it, though.
Of course.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a good turnout. We'll go up to there. And like I said, it's still early. And
we're going to be here all day, so anytime you want to swing by and throw your 2 cents in.
I'm going to throw everybody in there mixed. Like, hey, by the way, talk to this guy.
Yeah. Hey, you had a standing invitation on the Hard Luck Show, as you know.
I know. We'll
a big fan. Yep.
I'll let you know my project's coming up. Like I said, Lux mentioned last time, cat out of the bag a little bit, but you know, we got some big things coming.
You got to tease them a little bit, get them revved up.
It's coming. People aren't ready for it. So.
We might want, you know, maybe you to guide us on the tour of the beer gardens, you know, get deep into it and get
lit. We should do that.
Yes.
Pace ourselves.
Go in there and find out what the story really is.
Yeah, see if it's, you know, cold enough for us. If not, we get more ice and tell them, hey, step it up a little bit.
Well, you heard it here first. Step it up a little bit, Mr. Bowtie, the man, the legend, the reality.
There we go, brother.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, right. Absolutely. We should do like just a whole show of burps.
Let's go this way.
Yeah. All right, so
what?
Carlos Torres. Is that
this
one that one right
so
there?
So dope.
You like that one?
Fuck yeah.
Sean liked the one where you could see the lady's ass.
Hey, this
ass.
Is that tattoo guy, right?
Yeah. Carlos Torres. What about this is Dice One right here. This is dope. I like this.
This is fucking savage.
It's fucking cool as fuck. What is this?
Couldn't tell.
The name is that probably. If you could read it. I can't either.
I'm not cool enough to read it.
Right. I'm not cool enough to read it.
I will.
Alright, Soul Assassins, baby. Defo. Excuse me, do you mind if our podcast interviews you about the work that you do?
Yeah, I don't mind.
You don't mind? Okay, so
grab this then.
Awesome. This is, so our show is the Hard Luck Show podcast,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so what we have here is, well, why don't you explain your work to Mr. and Mrs. Zero?
Yeah.
Why don't you say what it is?
Okay, my name is the Puppet Master 213. I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm the creator of El Triste and La Smiley. El Triste is the saddest puppet in LA, and he has his own Instagram, El Triste 213, and we got the girlfriend La Smiley 213. And they're actually known all around Los Angeles right now. People are tattooing their faces, and they just, you know, I decided to do some puppets because I've been doing it for 20 years, and I just, you know, trying to show off puppetry because it's like a different type of art that I'm trying to bring in, and I kind of bring El Triste as my own image into it. And one of my friends did a painting of myself in the other side of the display, so I came to just show some support and especially bringing the little homies to, you know, say what's up to everybody.
And what is actually your name? Like say your name.
Okay, my name is Caín Carías, and my Instagram is PuppetMaster213.
Awesome. So what goes into making a puppet for real?
I mean, it takes like a lot of hours, it takes a lot of equipment, and they're pretty expensive. That's why I only got two, because they're over $1,000 each.
And to build?
Yeah. It comes from like custom-made clothes to custom-made everything, and I mean they're not, you know, they're kind of like works of art itself. I'm like a walking art, you could say, in a way.
Right.
Because I don't really bring them out, you know, they're pretty delicate and special occasions, special events like this.
Do your relatives who are kids though, do they want you to play with them and do little shows?
I used to do shows for 18 years.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to work at Bob Baker Marionettes for 18 years of my life, and they just recently moved to Highland Park, another location, and I just kind of decided to do my own little thing. And
sure, these
created
are awesome.
These guys, and yeah, they're pretty known out there. They got over 30,000 followers on Instagram, which is pretty cool, and people really, you know, enjoy them.
How, so in working puppets, so one aspect it looks like to me of the puppets is, like you said, actually building them.
Yeah.
Which you said takes a long time.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect, though, it sounds like, and you have a ton of experience with it, is actually making them move and perform, come to life, right? Yeah, eventually. Right?
I mean, every puppet is all different. I created El Triste as the saddest puppet in LA, so he's a sad clown. So for him to move, it's pretty simple, it's pretty slow. He's always looking down, kind of covering his face, like he's sad, you know?
Yeah.
And after a while, I created a smiley, which is a happy clown. So I got a smile now, cry later right here, in a way. And I have El Triste now, La Smiley later. That's kind of my theme for them, which is a happy clown and a sad clown in a way. And people kind of, you know, just related to them.
From the story standpoint, mm-hmm. like from your understanding of the overall universe that you're starting to create,
yeah,
right? Why is Triste sad?
Because I'm always happy. I created something the opposite of my feelings. You know, I'm always smiling, I'm always happy.
Yeah.
So I created something that kind of takes my sadness away. Even though he's a sad clown, he kind of brings happiness. Because if you will see him in the street, you're sad, your mood will change into happiness because you kind of see him in a way. Even though he's a sad clown, kind of that's like his superpower. He takes sadness away and brings happiness.
And so is the opposite. I mean, is it true for Smiley that she takes away the smiley and makes you sad?
He kind of just levels up his sadness with El Triste. Because I built him like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I built her like 2 years ago. So he was alone for 2 years. And then I built her and now they're together. And they're kind of on and off, you know, because they're like models or actors.
Right.
They have like a couple of music videos based on them on YouTube and all that. And
yeah.
I mean, they're pretty known out there. I'm not a performer. Before I used to do. With them, I'm more like an actor or a model because people always make clothes for him. Like right now, I'm wearing his own shirt.
Right, I see
that. You know,
that.
Like people always making stuff. Right now, I'm matching him, everything. Like khakis
shoes.
Yeah,
I love
it. The slick back and everything. So, you know, it's like they're more like actors in a way. That,
is Estevan Oriel going to take photos?
We took some pictures with him for Dickies, actually. And people are, you know, they're known out there, you know, even though you guys haven't maybe seen them before, but. You know, all around Los Angeles, they're pretty known. They have murals all around LA of him and all around the world too. Mexico, Brazil, Cuba. Tattoos of themselves, they're like all over the place. Oh, man. You just have to check out his Instagram and you will see everything he's always on.
Yep. Right. Awesome.
Did you sculpt these yourself?
Oh, they were practically dolls that I broke apart. They were dolls and I put extra features in them and I did build the wooden body and the structure and all that.
All right.
Right.
That's
on.
That's amazing. This one's like wearing gloves. That's so cool, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, guys.
This is beautiful what you've done here.
Yeah.
And you bring a lot of happiness and joy to people.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And do you want to introduce your friend who's helping?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend right there. Her name is Myra.
Myra?
She kind of helps me out with everything.
Right. So are you the smiley one?
Yeah, she's a smiley right there.
Yeah.
Well, she's not a puppeteer.
Sure.
I'm kind of teaching her little by little, but you know, it's the image is right there.
Right. Listen, you got to crawl before you can walk in the puppet game. You can't just jump right into it. You got to have strong forearms. Awesome. Well, Triste, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Smiley, you are, of course, beautiful. You're going to have to work on your puppet game, Mira.
Yeah.
Didn't really be able to raise the hand, but you're with the master, so obviously it's going to work out.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now that I like.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue eyes.
He's hiding from you.
Yeah. Right on, thank you.
All right, guys.
I'll talk to you.
Take time. Yeah, for sure.
Esteban, how are you doing,
Brian?
The man, the legend.
You know it.
He is here. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I saved you that.
Thank you. What am I supposed to do with it?
I thought you guys had a booth here.
No, we've been doing mobile because it's hard to get people out of here. We've been talking to all the different artists.
Okay, this is for a QR code.
I'm going to take that to my back.
Yeah. Or his back.
Yeah.
Where do you want to do it?
Yeah. All right, the infamous. He's at Cookies event. Cookies. The infamous Esteban Oreo.
He's getting taking pictures with the fans.
Right, taking pictures. Right.
Yeah.
So hold this real quick.
Yeah.
Marketing intern.
So I got that from him. Hey, so
oh, man, it's the guys from the hard work.
Oh, oh shit. Man.
Hey, what's up? Guys here, man.
Yeah. How are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay, Esteban Oreo. Everybody already knows.
Hey, you want to come over here so you can see what we're working
with? Actually, you know what I wanted to ask you is, why did you call this picture, it looks like during the riots, Billy the Kid? There's cops in the front. What's the decision on that?
Okay, that's a younger guy who's been doing photography. His name is Billy the Kid.
That's not yours.
That's not yours?
It's called Untitled.
Oh yeah.
He's over here. You know, coming for you.
Right.
You know, on some gang shit. You fuck with them, they're gonna come for you. And they got what they need to get you. And then I don't know what ND means, but no date. So anyways, this one is two brothers.
Hey, Jim Dacian. This couldn't have happened without him either. This is the master curator, Esteban Oreo. I don't have to introduce him to you, obviously.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, Sean. We've met before.
Yeah.
Right. So, how's the show turning out? To us, it looks fan-friggin-tastic, but how's it going?
The walls came down on the museum this weekend. I mean, this community is taking it over. It's awesome.
It's beautiful, and I can't believe you guys have kind of curated an art show out there where the cars are as well, right, on the lawn?
Oh, absolutely.
We've let everybody know that today, the museum, they can see the amazing work by Mr. Esteban Oreo. No charge of admission right now, right?
That's right. Everything's sponsored.
First one's free, and then the next one, you're going to have to pay the admission.
That's usually
I get
how it works.
Right, that's exactly right. And what about your friends and family? I saw Bobby. I've never seen Bobby so focused and so at work or whatever. He's directing traffic and getting it all set up. How is it for you?
It's been great. I say it's a release at this point because it was such a buildup of work and politics and decisions and managing all the folks coming in. But at this point, it's a celebration. It's a party. And then we move on to the next thing. So.
And when are they going to make a museum exhibit for the curators where they're going to have Jim Dacian come in and Bob Tribal come in and say, this is actually what I did. This is my art form, relationships and all this other stuff. When is that going to happen?
Well, I would say, and I think you all would agree, when you look at artworks, it's a creative act, right? Because you got to ask questions, you've got to engage with it. Curating's the same thing. But there's a big difference between curators nowadays because we curate cheese and wine and hamburgers.
Right.
So curating's lost its meaning, and it really means to care for. And I think you need to push new knowledge forward. You got to do more than just arrange stuff on walls and get people together. So there is a political part.
Right.
But that's what I'm excited about on the other end is all the conceptual things we're moving forward to with various projects.
Well, thank you for stopping by. We know you're a busy man.
Absolutely.
And,
it's good to be here.
You.
It's great to see you. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
But Esteban, you're equally busy, but obviously we want to talk to you about your work.
Yeah. This is Lucky's homie, huh?
Jesus, this is Instagram Jesus.
He just
got back from Mexico. He almost got stuck in Mexico. It was
today?
That's
crazy.
Dude, he was asking, like, how should I do my hair? I don't want ice to stop me. He was, like, buying different clothes. He let it grow out. And Big Lux told him the way to get past the border is to look like a nerd or a lamb.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what he did. He dressed up like a lamb.
Yeah.
And he got through eventually. But what about this for you? I mean, I saw on the other side, too, a collaboration with Risk.
Yeah, yeah.
With the LA Fingers and Risk.
Yeah.
What was that like, or how did that come about?
I had these prints from this guy named Richard Duardo, rest in peace. He was a big staple in the LA art world.
Yeah.
He's an old school guy. I've been friends with him since the 80s. He had a place called Modern Multiples, and he passed away. But before he passed away, he made these prints of the LA Fingers. They're silkscreen prints.
Yeah.
They made the LA Fingers, one of us picture that I have a bunch of guns, and then two for my dad.
Right.
So now that he's died, those are worth more money because they were done by him. He's one of the legends. And then, so since I have a few, you know, I'm down to the end of them, I wanted to get a couple of my friends that are artists to collaborate with me on them. So I got Deffer to do one, Carlos Torres doing one, and actually Deffer's doing four. Carlos Torres doing one, and Risky's doing one. Risky did three, I think.
Right on. And so last night was kind of like an artist gala. Were you able to go to that?
Yeah.
How was that, being with, like, you know, friends that are artists for a long time? What was that like?
Yeah, there was about maybe 200 people here.
Really?
Yeah, so it was like jam-packed. Hot and sweaty at night, and took 3 hours to get here. Bobby told me to stay at Oceanside. It's right down the street from the museum, but it's 30 minutes. And but I'm glad he did, because the fucking hotel is sick. It's called the Seabird.
Nice.
You don't want to stay at a bomb-ass hotel in Oceanside, hit up the Seabird. And but the opening night was great, you know? Everybody's here. Shepherd Fairey, OG Abel, you know, a lot of the Franco Vescovi and all his crew. There's just a lot of good artists here. But some of them couldn't make it today, so they went back home. But then I'm seeing a lot of the ones that weren't here last night here today.
Right, and this exhibit, at least initially, was built to go for about 60 days. But I was kind of told unofficially that's going to go all the way through October.
Yeah, that would be smart, because what I've learned that's happened with these kind of exhibits that we've done at the Peterson was they're the most attendance, and the merch was the best at the merch store.
Right.
So it's a good idea to have this kind of stuff up, because you don't get to see this very often in many places. And there's so many greats here, and it's everything from photography to painting to drawing, and then the little stands here with the statues and stuff, so you're getting it all here.
And in the recent time, again, you have your camera with you, as you always do. You're always ready to roll with it, because you never know.
To.
What are some of the subjects that you've been shooting as of late? Any Estevan Oriol news that we can look forward to?
Lately?
Yeah.
I shot a job for Supreme.
All right.
And then I did the LAFD collaboration with Born and Raised.
So uh-huh.
I went to shoot some firemen that I know. And, you know, that's always a good thing, because that's like, to me, that's real man's work, you know?
Firemen.
Yeah.
There's an axe, you're rescuing people.
Yeah, you're running into the fire when everybody's running out of it. So
right.
That takes a certain kind of heart, you know?
Right.
So anytime I hang out with those guys, it's always a good time.
Right. That sounds fantastic. And what about any sort of natural events? I remember you were covering the riots like a while back. Has there anything interesting that you want to shoot or have been shooting that's a cultural, historic event?
Well, I would have been in L.A. last night for the riots, but I came to the party instead. You know, I mean, lately, the past couple of years, shit could jump off at any minute.
Right.
So I always roll my camera in the car, and I'm always ready, you know? So whenever it does, I'll be there on the front line.
My mother-in-law talked to your friend, I forgot his name, I can't think of it right now, who was the director that sat backwards on the moped in Thailand?
Alex.
She talks about him like at least once a day with the poison frog stuff.
Yeah.
Because she's from Guatemala, so she knows about it. But she's also like super Christian, so she's like scared of it. It's like every day she's like, what's going on with the man with the poison frog stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's cool. He's doing his thing over there. She loved that.
Yeah,
she
the combo.
That. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's one I'm a little nervous to do.
I'm actually kind of interested in doing it.
You're in good shape. You could, you know.
I'm getting there.
I think you could handle it. If you got any health issues, I don't know if you're.
No.
No, I'm
saying I'm
if,
sure.
If you do, you know, it's not the right time to put some poison in you.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Purposely.
And the right. And the sauna and the ice bath regimen, what can you tell us about that?
I'm going to do the sauna at the hotel in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
We also talked to Thousand Words and
Chapter 3.
Yeah, right. And of course, Thousand Words was like, man, Esteban Arroyo's the great mentor. He's taught me a lot of great stuff or whatever. Are they still doing the push-ups? Are they still showing
us?
All right? Because they need that.
Yeah, Mario's... He's on swole right now.
Right on.
Yeah. He's a little thick, but there's a lot of muscle under there.
Right.
A little bull.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but I got to say this. Your photographs are beautiful, they're impactful, and they look like real life.
They are. That's my grandson.
This guy, this handsome gentleman right here on the card on?
Yeah.
I love him.
I think my car made him a little more handsome, but yeah, he's a good looking kid.
And he's got like a good looking shirt and a vest too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the whole thing's put together.
Helps.
Right. How's he doing?
He kicks ass. He's in Mexico right now.
Right on.
I told him to dress like a nerd and, you know, grow his hair out so he can get back. He'll be all right though. He's like light complected.
Esteban, thank you so much, brother. You're the best. You're the best. And Jesus would like, to get a picture with Esteban.
Sweet Jesus. Oh.
Sweet Jesus. Ready, and 1, 2, 3. Awesome. Thank you.
What's up?
I just want to give a shameless plug to Digital Danny.
Digital Danny?
Why is it shameless, man? Give the plug.
Well, you know what? I'm intruding on you, but you know what? I'm coming correct. You know, Digital Danny, check me out in Instagram.
Oh, you're Digital Danny.
I'm Digital Danny.
Okay. All right, on Instagram, so it's @DigitalDanny, just how it's spelled?
@Digital_Danny_CA, kept for California.
And when they go to check that out, what are they going to see?
They're going to see a lot of the lowrider, Hispanic, Latina culture, and Latino culture, on top of some real life Nipsey Hussle talk life.
Dope.
Like motivational talk?
Yes, motivational, you know, kind of like shed light on the youth, empower them, enlighten them, educate them, give them the tools of the trade on how to survive in this crazy world right now.
And what do you think the message or the significance of Nipsey Hussle's life is to future generations?
Educate yourself. Read a book. Put down the phone, put down TikTok, read a book.
Right.
I got love for him, even though I never met him. He's been an inspiration in my life, and I'm still pushing his legacy. The marathon continues. I'm out.
Right on, Digital Danny. Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming, correct?
All love, man.
Yeah.
Right on,
how's
man.
How's the show? SoCal Masters, Tribal, Streetwear,
Legacy.
Street Legacy. Thank you. I was trying to find a goddamn
word.
Right. I said it about a million times today. I can't fucking say it anymore.
It is what it is. Street Legacy, Esco, Escondido, Tribal, Julian Ramirez, Soul Assassins, Digital Danny. We live out here in Escondido.
Nice. Thank you, brother.
Get with the program. The marathon continues.
All right. Thank you. The marathon continues, brother. Thank you.
Wow. He's got energy and alcohol.
He's got alcohol energy. That dude was awesome. I'm coming correct. I know I'm. Excuse me, sir. Thank you for your service. We have a podcast and we do interviews and we're here. Bobby Tribal invited us, but I noticed that you're a Vietnam veteran.
Yes,
would
I
you,
am.
Would you like to? We'd like to hear about it. Do you have any? Would you like to talk about it?
No.
Right on. We respect that.
Thank
you. And thank you for being
Bobby's a good friend of mine. Don't see go and he's my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right on. So what do you think of the show?
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Bobby's been doing this for a long time, right?
Been on Bobby for about 30 years.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. And this show represents all of the different people that he's interacted with.
And my son's he's got that big art inside. He's got... You guys seen it?
Yeah, which one? There's a couple big ones in there.
Oh.
Do you want to take us over to it? Come on, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Which one? I love this. So your son made this piece right here?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what's it like to have him being displayed or shown
He's from Las Vegas, and he owns a tattoo shop. And he loves to draw. He's been drawing since he was a kid.
And was there at any time that you had any doubt that he was going to become an artist?
No. He had it.
Right. I can tell this. And did you see this before?
No.
When he came up with that?
We didn't see it until I saw it this morning.
Right on.
Does that make you proud?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's got a lot of art. A lot of pictures all over the country. Japan, Europe.
Did he ever do a tattoo for you?
No.
No?
Tattoos on me.
You're not a tattoo guy?
No.
Neither am I. And I don't have anything against it. It's just not me.
I wasn't born with it. I ain't gonna die with it.
Well, do you want to give a shout out to your son on
What's your son's name?
Yeah.
Anthony Amaya. They call El Chingon.
El Chingon.
All right.
Yeah, look like it's there. Tony
yep.
Chingon?
Yep. Awesome.
This is his mother.
Oh, Mama Chingon, how are you?
No, Mama La Jefa.
La Jefa. The real boss.
Yeah, real boss, yeah.
So, Papa was telling us that he's very proud to have your son's work is being displayed here. How does it feel to see your son's work up on the wall?
I feel so happy.
Yeah?
So happy. I never in a million years thought that my son would be here. Yeah, you know, something like this.
Right.
So I'm so happy. I'm proud of my son.
Right. And did you have any doubt in your mind as you knew him that he would be an artist?
No. He started when he was a little kid. We used to go to the restaurant, and he always carried his pencil in a napkin, and he was always drawing his roses.
Yeah.
Roses.
Roses.
Yeah, and he says, Mama, when I grow up, I'm going to be an artist. I say, yeah. But thank God, he made it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, since he was a little kid. I knew he was going to be someone one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's it like to have given birth and raised a little one and then be able to be here and see all this? This must be so fulfilling.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that we never thought of.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have kids, you cannot lead them to water. Not unless they're thirsty.
Right.
But when they start doing something, we have to agree with them and be 100% with them.
Now, Grandpa didn't like that. My dad.
Yeah.
He was born in 1920.
Sure.
And when my son, Tony, went and showed Grandpa, I got this tattoo. My dad said, no. No.
Only prisoners and sailors have it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's why these guys don't got tattoos.
Right. I don't have tattoos, and the real reason why I don't have tattoos is I know myself and that I don't like any image or word enough that I want it on my body forever. That's just me.
And not on that, you're Native.
That's right. That's right. Although some American Indians do have tattoos as part of their culture, but in my tribe, actually, my tribe does have some tattooing, but nobody does the traditional animal.
No.
It's gone. That was a different war.
Yes, it is.
So any chance that you're going to get a tattoo from your son?
Never. What's wrong? Hell, I'm 72.
Nah, no more, no, because I would say it's painful.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
Because those needles, you get that right now.
Well, congratulations. I'm very
congratulations.
Happy.
Thank you so much.
And it's wonderful to see your son's artwork, and thank you for raising somebody who contributes to society like this.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It means a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Man. I'm telling you, in that last one, when the father starts talking about how you can lead your kids to water, I could see him getting emotional and his tears welling up in his eyes. I really felt that one. Anyway, I hope your cup was filled with this series of shows, the last one from Street Legacy SoCal Style Master Series from the California Center for Arts Escondido.
The art exhibit itself is massive. And it looks like they've extended the show until October. So make sure you get down there and make sure you go and check it out. And with that said, it's a wrap for us. And like we do about this time. Adios, amigos. From the Hard Luck Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.